Schlusskraft im Kaschmir Zimmer. Being here for Shredas, I thought it'd be an opportunity to discuss a few interesting scenarios regarding Yalev Yomer. Not necessarily over Shredas. There could be different scenarios whether we would have to say Yalev Yomer, you wouldn't have to say Yalev Yomer. So, being through a little bit of the sugya, I don't claim to be the biggest baki in it, but we'll try and see what we come out with. So there's a famous halacha in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Ches Siv Yud. Shulchan Aruch tells us, Hoy oichel v'yotze Shabbos, he was eating Shal Shudas, v'yotze Shabbos, and it was the end of Shabbos, it was Nacht. So he's already passed Nacht, and he's continued Shal Shudas. Says Shulchan Aruch, Maskel Shal Shabbos v'Berichas Hamazon, you should mention Berichas Hamazon, you should mention Shal Shabbos v'Berichas Hamazon, and the same Berichas Hamazon. Why? Says Shulchan Aruch, the reason is, does Limon Basa Haskalas Hasuda? Because we go after the Haskalas Hasuda, meaning the fact that you started the Suda within Shabbos, so therefore you would say, whatever time you would finish, you would say, Says the Machaber, he finishes off, Ruhu Adin, Lurish Chodesh, or Purim B'Chanukah, any of these times, whether it's Rosh Chodesh, whether it's Purim, it's Chanukah, if you start your Suda before the end of the day, and you continue, even though now it's a weekday, even so, you would still say the Haskara of that day, of the day that you started. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us already, on the spot, says, "V'kimin shascholas hasuda by James." Since the beginning of the suda was the day before, you're already mechuyav to mention the me'anamura that the day that it's negetu. Even though you're mamshech a long time, continuing into the night, the chiyuv doesn't go away. You will still mention that day's haskara. So let's ask the following question. What would be in a case where you would, you would start this evening before Shkiv, and let's say you would start your Suda, and you would continue straight into Rosh Chodesh. You could continue right into straight after Nacht. What would you do in such a situation? So we'll see, we'll come back to the case later on, but the Mashmah says, for sure, if you're actually going to eat something on Rosh Chodesh, once it's already Nacht, then for sure you're going to mention Rosh Chodesh, because even though you go by Haskalas Hasuda, that's Legabe mentioning the Haskara from the day before, but if now it's Emes Rosh Chodesh and you eat during Rosh Chodesh, so for sure you're going to mention Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yomer.
Kazayis bread or?
So the Chayra, you should have the Kazayis bread. Now, what would be in the case if you... The Shaila is what would be in such a case where you don't marry. Oh, we'll come back to that case about Moshe Shabbos. That's the famous Shaila. What would be the case where you don't marry? You don't marry. Says the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Shein Morgan Avraham, it's on top of your test. That's the Gabbadina Rish Chodesh. He's going here to a different case. He's talking about a case where you start your Suda on Motsi Rosh Chodesh. The end of Rosh Chodesh, you start. It's definitely Rosh Chodesh before Shkiel Rosh Chodesh. And now you continue going into Motsi Rosh Chodesh. So we've just said now that you would for sure mention Yalav Yomer. However, the problem is that if you've now davened Maariv, you just now made it weekday. Therefore, you would not mention Yalav Yomer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shuv einei mazke achach berichas hamazon shel Rosh Chodesh shehari asoichel b'tefilasoi. You've now made a weekday. So in such a case, you would not mention Yalav Yomer. Now, what about the case if you davened Maariv, meaning you started your Suda before Rosh Chodesh, and then you daven, you start Yisroel before Rosh Chodesh, early. And then you daven Maariv, in between you daven an early Maariv. And you finish your Suda well before Nacht. But you only you finish your Suda after Maariv, tonight. Let's say, you start your Suda 8 o'clock, well before Shkia, and 8:30 you daven Maariv. You haven't benched Yisroel, you're holding the Lusa, you run off to Maariv and you come back. And it's now 9 o'clock, and you want to bench now. So fine. So let's say we're talking about you have kavana that you're going to go out to Bilal tomorrow. Sorry. Yeah, there could be many scenarios where it's the gap. So there once you've already made a Rosh Chodesh, once it's Rosh Chodesh, Sabbat, you mention Yalav Yava, even though you're benching before it's actually Rosh Chodesh. Now, a very shechirtik case is, what about eating Bein HaShemoshes and Rosh Chodesh? So there you're going to have both ways around. Let's start with the easy round. The easy round is, if you start at the end of Rosh Chodesh, you're starting your Suda and you finish eat Bein HaShemoshes at the end of Rosh Chodesh. So there, l'chayra, we're going to say that it's Bein HaShemoshes and Rosh Chodesh. So it was Rosh Chodesh till Shkia, now it's a Safi Rosh Chodesh. So l'chayra, in such a case, you're not gonna say Yalav Yavai. Why? Because it's a Safi Rosh Chodesh now. So l'chayra, you wouldn't say Yalav Yavai. What about the vice versa? In a case where you had Bein HaShemoshes before Rosh Chodesh, it'll be the same din. If Bein HaShemoshes tonight you had the Suda, you ate only Bein HaShemoshes, you started and you finished, or even if you started before Rosh Chodesh, but you finished your Suda Bein HaShemoshes before Rosh Chodesh, also you've got a Suffolk. Suffolk brachas l'hakol. Therefore you wouldn't mention Yalav Yavai and Brachas HaMazal. Sorry? Correct. One should try the chaskel not to get this, not to get into the situation. But in such a case, we would say it's Tavit Brachas, and therefore you wouldn't mention it. Now, there's another famous din, everyone knows, that says the Shulchan Aruch in Tavchot Lalev, Maskini Yalav Yavai Brachas HaMazal. The din, Avadim, we mentioned Yalav Yavai Brachas HaMazal. Ve'im loy amah. What happens if you forget Yalav Yavai? The din is, Eim Achzim Yalav Yisrael, one does not repeat Brachas HaMazal. Reason is, why does not one mention Brachas HaMazal? Any time you forget on Rosh Chodesh, you don't repeat it. Says the Mishnah, the reason is, Dein chiyav lechol pas b'Rosh Chodesh, one's not mechuyav to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. Ve'im keini boi lav achol pas. If you wanted to, you didn't have to eat pas. You wouldn't be mechuyav bechlal b'Brachas HaMazal. Ein ma'aseh now you did eat, okay, fine. Because you weren't mechuyav to eat, therefore, you're not mechuyav to repeat Brachas HaMazal. So, according to this, comes out a very interesting thing. On Yom Tov, as we know, obviously according to this, on Yom Tov, if you would forget Brachas HaMazal, Avada, you would be mechuyav to repeat benching. Because you're mechuyav to have a Suda, Simchas Yom Tov, so therefore you would have to bench. You would have to repeat benching, say Yalav Yavai. Remember, there's Rabbi Akiva Eiga, in this Simon Kuf Bechas, that God's Rabbi Akiva Eiga brings, what about the Gabi women? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiga, because Noshim are potter from Simchas Yom Tov, therefore if they forgot to say Yalav Yavai on Yom Tov, they're not mechuyav to say Brachas HaMazal again. Except for the first night of Pesach, because then mechuyav in Atayot HaMatzah, so therefore they would have to repeat Yalav Yavai. But otherwise, any other Yom Tov, if a woman forgets Yalav Yavai, she would not be mechuyav to repeat benching. And on Shabbos, they have to, because the Iskish, Zochar Neshamai, women are mechuyav with the same things as men, therefore I've had the mechuyav to say Yotzeyovah on Shabbos. Sorry? Right. So now let's come on to the very famous Shaila, which is Motzei twice a year, generally. It's not actually this Rosh Chodesh, but it is again whenever you have a Rosh Chodesh falling on Motzei Shabbos. So the question is like this: when Rosh Chodesh is called on Motzei Shabbos, And you start your Shana Shudas before you start during Shabbos, and you go into Motzei Shabbos. So the question is now, what do we mention in Berachos HaMazon? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Im chal v'yishchedesh Motzei Shabbos, yaskeh Berachos HaMazon shel Shabbos levad v'leishcho v'yishchedesh. You should mention just Shabbos and not v'yishchedesh. That's what he says. However, he says, that's only talking about a case where you finished your Suda, you finished eating your bread before Nacht. What about if you finish after Nacht?
What's the shalom if it's before?
Because the Baisa, no, you finished eating bread, the Baisa is for Shredish now.
Well, Shredish has 10 o'clock.
Okay, but I'm still eating.
Well, you said you finished eating before Nacht.
You finished eating bread before Nacht. But I continued other things. I'm still eating my Suda, and it's still not only that, and when I'm benching, now it's Shredish. So that's what he says. He says, therefore, you should mention Shal Shabbos. However, what about if you eat at night? Eat bread afterwards. So there's a famous machlokes here, and he says,
cake, say with bread.
We'll come back to that afterwards. Come back to this. It's a very China. We'll come back to it. So he says, "V'yesh alav chiyuv lehaski gam shavish chodesh." You've got a chiyuv now to say what to say because of a chalas asuda, and also yalav yavay. However, he says, "Ushnein yefshel lehaski davatati desatzri." How can you mention both? You're going to say now would say and yalav yavay. What is it? Is it Shabbos or is it Sunday? Therefore, he says, "Mutzav lehaski shavish chodesh diyesh." Better you should say just Yalav Yavoi, because this is a Chiyuv L'Kol Alma. Why is it a Chiyuv L'Kol Alma? Because as far as Shabbos, mentioning Shabbos, when it's already Motzei Shabbos, is already a Machlokes HaPoskim, Machlokes Rishayim. The Machaber LeMaaseh paskens that you should say it, like we said, because you go Masas Chol HaSoda. But because it's a Machlokes, however, you mentioning Yalav Yavoi Meshchedesh, that's L'Kol Alma, therefore better you should just mention Yalav Yavoi. Okay. However, he says, "Yeshayimin dim chal yom tov ayu shesh mal shabbos." Yes, kibbutz say the gam yalav yavoi. One should mention both. Does dinu bosas cholas sudah gam bosas shom v'roch? But we go bosas both. He's saying, we go bosas cholas sudah says would say, and you go bosas now. Now you mention now to shesh. Therefore, you say both. I will not makpid what that's near to say shom adadi, because would say you mechayev. And afterwards, you carry on, you mechuyev to mention the menorah of today. Now, interestingly enough, someone was worried to me, a Talmud of mine was worried to me, recently. He said, I don't understand. He says, why is it Tata Tzatzri? Well, what's a Tata Tzatzri? Tata Tzatzri is what is it? It's a Shabbos or Sunday. When we bench, Bishleim, if we would say, in benching, we would say Yalav Yavah, and then we'd say, I can hear Tata Tzatzri. But the way we say, we mention them in Berachos HaMazon, we say what to say in the Yalav Yavoi. So what's the problem? So I'm benching. It's now Shabbos. I say what to say, it's still Shabbos. As soon as I finish what to say, it's now Shredish. So now I'm saying Yalav Yavoi. Why is it Tata Tzatzri? At this point, in the middle of benching, I'm now switching from Shabbos to Shredish. Why is it Tata Tzatzri? We'll see later on, we'll come to a real Tata Tzatzri. Why is it Tata Tzatzri?
It's one benching. It's one benching. You can't
say it. The you have to say. The kashas, I think, better than Terence. But the you have to say it's one benching. To say in one benching two things that are saying to each other, the chayyah doesn't go. That's the heart. I'll tell you something very interesting about this Mishnah Berurah. Many years ago, I was learning through this din, and the ma'aser, the Mishnah Berurah, is a machlokes. Say, what are you supposed to do? When you take eat bread after Nacht? He says, what should you do in the ma'aser? The best thing is, eat bread, finish your bread before Nacht, then you're out of sfeikas, you just say what to say, and you're fine. But he says, if you did eat bread after Nacht, what should you do? So he gives you a choice, he gives you some machlokes. Either you should say both, or just say, yalav yavoi. So the ma'aser wanted achra on this. What's the correct thing to do? It's machlokes. So I asked the Shalit Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote to me, Vazal Ashton wrote, Shal Shabbos Chomo Yoisa. meaning that he should say what's it.
Didn't answer the question.
No, what's the Shabbos Chavayos? What's he mean?
The only Ritei and not the Aligoi.
That's what he said, right? But that shit isn't brought down. Yeah, that's neither opinion here. It's either both, or just the Aligoi. I guess there is a bach that holds like that. So, there was no mistake. There's a bach that holds like that. So, at a later stage, I wrote back to him and I said, look, the Mishnah, and the Mashmos, the Mishnah is, that you should say just Yad of Yahweh. And that's why I asked, is Mashma, I say. You won't believe what he asked me. This is a Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Ta'isi or Devarechot Nachayim. I made a mistake, and your words, not my words, but Mishnah Berurah words are right. If Reb Chaim Kanievsky came out of that, then we can also be wise to have mistakes. Like, upon him, that's just I go about this Mishnah Berurah. Now, so if we're already talking about this din of being tatted assassin, you know, Yahweh, tell you unbelievable chiddush. There's a famous shayla that you mentioned it before about mezonos. Has it got the same din? So the question is like this: very nagir, I'd say. More to Ne'ilas Achag, but it could be Negev to any Shabbos. When we generally have Shalosh Shabbos, normally we wash for Shalosh Shabbos, we try to. That's what Lechat Chili is supposed to do. Some have Mazonos, some have Peiros. Okay. But where is it most Shkeich? For example, Ne'ilas Achag, what do? You daven Mincha just before Shkia, the end of Yom Tov. And no chiv shashus, but you daven mincha, and then you have a nilas achag afterwards, and it goes in. Sometimes it'll go into nacht, it'll go into. Okay, would you eat at the nilas achag if there's no chiv to wash? So would you have quiz? You have cake, bisli, quiz, whatever it is. So let's ask the following shayla. So when you, as we know, that generally, if you wash before. On Shabbos before the end of Shabbos, you can continue, no problem. Because of the Shalom Mishaita, you can have as much as you want and however long you want, you can continue going with the Sudah. There's no kiyum because you want to be married Shabbos, therefore you can continue going. However, if you're eating cake, does the same din apply? Meaning the Gemara tells us that it's really neger to a kviyas. Is it considered a kviyas? The Gemara tells us. When you're drinking before Shkia, let's say, on Motzi Shabbos or Motzi Yom Tov, so because it's not considered a proper kviyas, therefore once it gets to Nacht, or even half an hour before Nacht, there's already a Chiv Abdallah. So therefore you wouldn't be allowed to continue drinking. However, if you're in the middle of Sudah, you're allowed to, because that's a proper kviyas. How do we treat mezonos? Is mezonos like drinking, or is mezonos like a meal? The Gemara is a mechalik. The Gemara says drinking and eating bread. What would be by mezonos? Why are you saying something like that? I mean, pashtus you would probably have, because I, as an East, I'm saying.
If you have, say, a large amount, you bet.
Okay, so then you've damaged being kaveh so far, since therefore it's as if you've washed. Or hope you have washed if you have actually kaveh so far. Oh, Balkal Panim. So. This shayla I had a number of years ago, but when Takhba needed Sachag, I took a witness. The only one carrying on eating the Zainus after strained Nacht. What was that? So I asked this shayla to my Rob in there, to Shal, Rotter Goldstein, and he told me, he said, this shayla he asked to Reb Shlomo Zalman and to Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, Zeichstad Lebrachim. And they both told him, Tzarechim. It's not l'chayr. That's the shayla. Is it daima to water? Is it daima to bread? When I asked this shayla to Nosson Kopshitz, he off the cuff he told me a murder kirei. He came off the cuff a murder kirei. Listen to this right. There's a din. There's a famous Magen Avraham. In Hilchos Motzi Pesach, the Magen Avraham declares in the following scenario: What happens? Motsi Pesach, whatever day it may be. Yeah, it's last day of Pesach. And you want to eat just before, you're eating just before Nacht. And you continue into Nacht. It's already Nacht, 10 o'clock it's Nacht. And you're eating, you're enjoying yourself, you're singing all the Heilige songs, Nigunim, for Motsi Pesach. And at 10:30, there's a knock at the door. Someone comes to the door, your friend comes to the door with a fresh piece of pizza. Are you allowed to eat that pizza? I've not benched, and I haven't had a marriage. Can I eat that pizza? It's now 10:30, well after Nacht. Am I allowed to eat it? Says the Magen Avraham, Mi she'eschel lechem b'motzi pesach b'vayed yoyim ad ha'layla, v'adayin lo yesbal v'hevdol. He hasn't davened, he hasn't made avdalah. Mutar lechel chametz. You may eat that pizza. Why? The kibun she'choshcha, have a layla lechol meni. Bibalt, it's dark, it's nacht already. So it's layla lechol meni. It's now motzi pesach, it's not pesach anymore. Elo, she'chachamim osu b'molacha ad she'yavdol. The chachamim asad to do any malachos until you made avdalah. But eating chametz, that's negated to Pesach. It's not Pesach anymore, it's Motzi Pesach now. So, oh, one second. So, if you said Baruch HaMavdil, so, I said you might be stuck. Why? Because what happens, let's go back to our case of Shabbos. Shabbos in Mishnah Shudas. And you go well into Nacht. And in the middle of the Sudas, suddenly, if you wanted to do something, you wanted to do a malachos and switch lights up. Oh, Baruch HaMadu B'Kesh L'Chayim, you switch lights up. He said, oh, one second, I haven't benched yet. Can you say what to say now? Can you say what to say after you finish?
Yeah, it's based on when you started your meal. It's just Baruch HaMadu, don't break the meal.
Split it.
It's not Maru. It's a technicality to be able to do malachos.
So, there's what to clear. The Ma'aseh Mishabura is remains of Sarachim. Beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishabura says it's Sarachim, whether you can say it or not. Lachayu Safi Brachos Nachal, Lachayu wouldn't be allowed to say it. So Lachayu over here, either way, is it was not going to have Baruch HaMadu, you're going to mess yourself up. Okay, so what do we have made of them? So he said, the mission, the Magen Avraham says, you're allowed to eat chametz, right? Okay. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, wants to limit the din of the Magen Avraham, and he says, Olim Mamedai Nebirch Bechsamazim, if you haven't yet to Birch Samazim, Bevadai Einu Lech Chametz, Avadai you can't have chametz, if you haven't said Birch Samazim. Dehari Yitztarech Loimi Yalav Yovim, because if so, you're going to have to say Yalav Yovim. So you're going to have your pizza, and then at 11 o'clock, you're going to bench. Okay, fine, so we're going to bench now. Mishum Daz Lina Basas Chalas Asuda. You go Basas Chalas Asuda. So therefore, you should say Chagas. Kedi Yisrael, Ben Kini Yitam to the Sasu. So you're going to eat pizza, yeah? And at 11 o'clock, you say, V'yoyim Chagamatsu Zazer. You've just eaten your pizza, I'm going to be Chagamatsu Zazer. It says the Mishum, we're there, we can't be talking about, you haven't benched yet. Okay, Ad Kan the Mishum. Sadamai is talking about, you haven't benched yet. He says, we come to him out. So we're talking about what? So he has benched already, and he says, Chagamatzes? What case is he talking about? If we're talking about Elamai, so he has benched already, and he says, Chagamatzes, he's okay. So what is it? He's benched? So what's now?
He can't eat anyway.
He can't eat anyway, because he's got Chayv Avdana. So what are we talking about? It's catch 22. What case is he talking about? Sedrin lost the carpet, he wants to see Mechadish from here. Lechayra, let's talk about such an ekimta. We're talking about Yek Mezoinus before Nacht. Lechayra, we're talking about what case are we talking about? We're talking about you started Mezoinus before Motzi Pesach. Correct. Wasn't sorry about that. Correct. Yeah. Galara there. Right, so we're talking about that you ate Mezoinus before Shki, you sat down to eat Mezoinus. You need a Sechag. Eating mezonos, and you're going through. And now, someone comes to you with chametz. Now you want to eat chametz. Says I'm not going to be allowed to eat chametz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, we can't talk about benching because that's going to be a problem. Elamai, eating mezonos, and what? Says the Magen Avraham, you're allowed to eat chametz. When? When you're allowed to eat chametz? After Nacht. So that means I've started mezonos and I'm continuing eating mezonos till after Nacht. The chayes are right from here. You're allowed to eat mezonos until after Nacht. That's right. Because that's the only scenario we'll be talking about. The only case that Magen Avraham can be talking about is you started eating mezonos before Nacht. And then he says, you're allowed to eat chametz afterwards. Selamai. So you had chametz after Nach. So you see that even if you start to mazainus before Nach, you can continue eating. So you won't say it. A kneedlach, a mazainus stick cake. There's no, it's got matzah meal.
So
we're talking about later on, 11:30 at night. Baker's already had time to make pizza. Anyway, so that's the chayes kodesh. However, I'll tell you an unbelievable thing. This was his raya. He said this off the cuff. But then later, I looked in this Mishnah Berurah, and I found an unbelievable thing. I think it's one of the only places, or the only place, where the Mishnah Berurah brings, at the bottom, but the first rishon, he brings something for the first print. And that will change the whole thing. He says, if you haven't benched Birchas HaMazon yet, then you can't say, he's saying this on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, you're allowed to eat chametz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Olefi daiti hayinere pashut, te bevadai ein lo yilechol chametz. In other words, he's wiping the Magen Avraham out. He's not saying, I'm limiting him to the Magen Avraham to a certain case of his limbs. He's saying, bevadai, fi daiti hayinere pashut, te bevadai ein yilechol chametz. Avada, you can't eat chametz. Why not? Because it's tied to the sanctuary. So according to this, the Raya falls away. Because he's telling you, there's no scenario. Avada, you can't eat mazainus. I'm saying, Avada, you can't eat mazainus. Only what? When's the Magen Avraham talk about? What case? Can't do any case, because we're talking about, you haven't Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon, you can't say, because it's started to disaster. So I'm going to that reliable follow-up, but it's a very interesting stand that this is one of the only places I think that he brings it to frustration. I can put him now that we're discussing in Shaila, what would be Taka, Legabe, the din of, what's Taka the din about mazainus? What's the mask on the Taka? So it seems to be that I found that Aruch HaShulchan and the Kotos HaShulchan both say that mazainus is not considered the kavias. Therefore, you will not be allowed to continue mazainus after Nacht, or even half an hour before Nacht, on Shalosh Shudos or Matz Yom Tov, you wouldn't be allowed to. However, it seems that the Minhag HaOlam, I think, is to be Mekel. And the Chayyim, there's two things one could be Seimachon. Either the fact that we're Seimachon, the fact that we hold the Passover B'Kislev, this God didn't pass. We got this anyway. Or the Sheva Talevi, where Vosna wants to say in the Tshuva, that if you kaveh Suda, the fact that you kaveh the Suda for Shabbos, therefore you're showing, the fact you have this mazonos by Yishar Shudas, the Chayyim you're showing, you kaveh a Suda, the Chayyim Shabbos. So this has become Yishar Shudas. So this is what you say before. So you're mamash having this for Torah's kaveh, so therefore it's the same, it'll be the same as bread. The nafka minute between the two reasons the Chayyim is going to come out will be the Gabanilas Achat. Meaning, if you say we're being Seimachon, Passover, Bekesnin, being like bread, so there's no nafka minute whether it's Matsi Yomtov, Matsi Shabbos. Because if it's like bread, so both cases, if you're having bread. However, according to Vosna's reason, that the Pesha is that you're being Kaveh the Suda for Shalosh Shudos, so unless you're being Kaveh Shalosh Shudos, but Matsi Yomtov, you're not Mechayiv to have a Suda then. So according to him, even according to him, it would come out, you wouldn't be allowed to have mazainus on Matzah Yom Tov.